WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Automaker Ford announcing a major recall.
More than 400,000 Ford Bronco Sports are being recalled over a flaw in the electronics that monitor changes in battery charge. Low battery charge can cause a loss of power, increasing the risk of a crash, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Bronco Sport is different from the bigger Bronco. The Sport is a crossover that shares a platform with the Ford Maverick pickup, which is also being recalled for the same issue. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Jury selection resumes today in New York City for the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Seven jurors were seated Tuesday. Five more are needed, plus six alternates. The trial could begin on Monday. The Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating an outbreak of salmonella linked to Infinite Herbs brand organic basil sold at Trader Joe's stores in 29 states and Washington, D.C. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Rain brings wildfire relief. All 72 counties now have low fire danger following rainfall Tuesday night into Wednesday, a significant improvement from earlier in the week when all but two counties had high or very high fire danger. Wisconsin leads the nation in fatal crashes involving wrong-way drivers. From 2013 to 2022, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says just over 9% of fatal crashes in Wisconsin involved wrong-way drivers, compared to the national rate of 3.5%. It's National Work Zone Awareness Week, promoting road worker safety and cautious driving in work zones. Last year, over 2,100 crashes resulted in 9 deaths and 700 injuries in Wisconsin work zones. The Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies in the overnight, although there will likely be a few clouds as we get closer to sunrise. Lower 40s. Winds will diminish. We'll see showers for your Thursday. Light west winds, highs in the middle 50s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 40.
99.7 Max FM.
I don't know which way to go.
99.7 Max FM. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Like a boo- Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Now, if you're looking to get yourself out of the house, maybe meet some new people, this is a great opportunity. Check out Coffee & Company at the First Presbyterian Church of Reedsburg. They're located on North Park Street. Coffee & Company is going to take place the fourth Thursday of every month at 10 a.m. You can just head over to the church, enjoy a free cup of coffee and a little company and a little chat. No agenda, no expectations. They're also going to be serving some tea, just in case you're not a coffee drinker. If you do have questions, you can contact Pastor Lisa at 608-393-2997. Again, that is 608-393-2997.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Maximum music.
Thank you. wise men say, only fools rush in. But I ain't here falling in love with you. Why men say only fools rush in.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, partly cloudy skies in the overnight, although there will likely be a few clouds as we get closer to sunrise, lower 40s, winds will diminish. We'll see showers for your Thursday, light west winds, highs in the middle 50s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 40.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Right. Yeah!
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Every Monday through Friday morning right here on Max FM, we run down birthdays and anniversaries. Of course, the celebrity side of things, and then what we like to call our local celebrities. If you're celebrating or you know somebody who is, make sure you let us know by sending a message to our Facebook page, 99.7 Max FM. Or remember, you can always text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, 355-9970.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. You're such a PYT. Pretty young thing.
Ooh. Where did you come from, baby?
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Change. August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the wind of change.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police forces in six cities across four states reporting their 911 lines were down on Wednesday, the cause still unknown. But just yesterday, analysts from the Homeland Security Department warned that emergency call centers have become a likely target for cyber attacks. House Speaker Mike Johnson moving forward with a vote on aid for Ukraine and Israel in separate packages, even though ABC's Rachel Scott says it could cost him the gavel.
The Speaker of the House was asked why he believes it's worth risking his job to provide additional aid to Ukraine, and he said because it's the right thing to do. So he is moving forward with this complicated plan to bring that $95 billion package that was passed in the Senate with aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan and separate it into four different bills.
Some hardline Republicans want the Ukraine money tied to border security. There is a settlement in the works by which the Justice Department would pay the victims of four